Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
What's poppin', congregation? Welcome to another episode of Scam Goddess, hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. Y'all, you already know the parasocial relationship. Yes, I'm very excited. This feels like a scam long in the making because I have been watching this woman and seeing her amazing work. I'm sure that you have been too. You've seen her in Meet the Blacks, Tyler Perry's A Fall from Grace, Sherman Showcase, and more. And now she's back in season 2 of the hit star show Run the World, which is out now. Get into it. Congregation, please welcome Bresha Webb. Hi, Bresha.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sis. You look really good. You look great.
Thank you. I got myself together.
And I love your Robert. I had a bob. I just switched my miss it now.
This is Jessica. Jessica. She's easy breezy.
She's super cute.
Thank you.
We always ask on this podcast, what is your relationship to scams? Like, have you ever been scammed? Have you ever run in? You could talk about it. Could be anything.
I mean, there's so many different ways to interpret scams. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a scam of a friend, you know, that takes up your time and your patience. That's a way of scamming. You have scam exes, you know, that say they're going to pay the rent or they're going to do something and they don't. That's another way of being scammed. And then, you know, there's these people now like that just randomly text you. You know, you get these numbers. And so now I'm aware of it. You know, like if they're asking you questions about like, oh, click this link and you can go and, you know, log in and all of that. So that happened to me one time. And then after that, I ended up cussing out the person, which is probably not the safest thing. But I was like, I want you to bleed for this.
But now, did you call them and cuss them out or was this a text?
I called them and cussed them out because actually it just happened that I was like on the wait list for something for Apple. And so they were texting me about some type of Apple merchandise that I wanted. And so it just kind of made sense. And I was like, oh, this must be it. And so I clicked on it, but I had time. It was during the pandemic. And
during the pandemic, we had time. I would have called somebody too.
We had time. So yeah, now I don't do that anymore. Thanks to my husband. He's like, if you don't know this number, do not click on nothing. Citibank is never going to send you nothing. Okay. Don't ever do that. You know, but the scams of the friends and the ex-boyfriend scams. Oh, story for days, girl.
The way you said it was very pointed. So I know it was coming from a very specific situation.
Just be so surprising.
Truly. And normally it never starts like in the beginning because otherwise we would like always just like leave if we saw those flags. But it's like a slow ramp up to like, wait a minute, how the hell did I get here? Why your hand in my purse?
Why your hand in my purse? Why are you staying here when I told you to go?
How'd you start living here? Oh, that's a scam that men love to do. First is a toothbrush.
Yeah.
It's like a shirt. Then they park in their Honda Accord in your
now
driveway.
Now they're doing push-ups in your yard trying to tell you that this is their gym membership. Please, sir.
It's so funny you say that, though, because it's going to come right back in a little bit. And also, I love that you said that you hit the scammer up and you cuss them out because I've lately been getting scam-likely calls and I've been picking up. just to, you know, talk for a little bit. You know, I don't have a husband, so.
Girl, my husband would tell you the same thing, too. Don't pick up that phone.
I'm going to scam him back.
Scam him back. Like, I'd be like, oh, that I had so much time during the pandemic, but.
And I love that. Wait, I want to know, when you made the phone call, was there anything specific you said to them? Like, you hurt my feelings or?
Yes. I was like, why would you do that to me? Why are you telling me that I need to only pay by a gift card? Because he wanted me to give me, like, this is how I knew it was a scam. Mm-hmm. First of all, he didn't speak, you know, if we won't be 100.
He was probably doing it through an app, you mm-hmm. know, translating.
And so I was like, why are you talking like this? And I was just like pulling it apart by the seams as we kept talking.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I have to buy this gift card so that you can do. I was like, why you got to buy a gift card if you already at Apple? See, this CC, this is what I don't like. This is how you're not going to do me today.
Right. You got a blue polo on. What you mean you need gift cards?
Right. I said, FaceTime me right now. FaceTime me right now. He was not trying to FaceTime me. I really wanted to go fight. And
FaceTime me right now is hilarious.
I was really ready to go fight. And that's when I realized, Risha, you need to hang up the phone. He has already too much information. Like, when I realized how much time I spent on the phone with him, he could have got all my records. You know, like, what I'm saying? If he was really savvy, he could have gotten, you know, like these computer hackers. Guys, like, they are really smart. Of course, they're really smart. But, like,
think it was like in the movies where they were going to get your location if you stayed off for 60 seconds?
I had my husband calling his friends that worked in the computers. And I was, like, calling to make sure that my shit is, you know, still intact.
Because
I was
that.
On the phone with him for 5 minutes. Too long. Really ready to fight.
Brisha, now you know you've been in a lot of television and movies yourself. And you've read a lot of scripts and been in a lot of shows. Now, you thought he was going to be Liam Neeson from Taken when he couldn't even spell.
Yes, I did. I did. I really did. I was like, I need to find Denzel. Where's Denzel?
Where's Denzel? I need inside man. Spike Lee, give me one of those cameras.
Please, somebody. Where is my hero?
I love this.
I was
going to
be my own hero, but, you know, that's how that happened.
Yeah, you were a vigilante for just a... You just a taste. Just a smidge.
Just a
toe.
It was a little chihuahua-y, but, you know, it's okay.
I'm not mad at that. Look, he was scamming. That's personal. You messing with my money. You messing with my emotions. You know, now I'm at Walmart scratching off gift cards for who? For a stranger?
Yes. And I said, why would you do that to me? That's what I asked him.
Risha, I think you know the answer.
I know.
He wanted money.
He wanted money.
You made it personal. Like, what
would
I do to you?
Why would you do this to me? Everybody is going through something right now, and you're trying to scam people. Like, I really was trying to get through to his heart.
I love an emotional monologue. You were like, think about the times that we're in. My brother.
Yes. He didn't want to hear that shit. He wanted my credit card information right now.
Right. He was like, girl, you gonna give me money or what? Like, I don't want a speech. What is the speech? Oh, my goodness. I love it. But we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back with What's Hot in Fraud.
Scams! Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie?
She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
Cut!
And we are back. Oh, it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we're going to warn our listeners about a scam that's popping on the zeitgeist, or maybe they'll share a scam of their own. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure that scam is retired, because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. Brisha, we need a name for this scammer. It could be anything. We don't care about gender.
Okay, Jay.
Jay. Okay, Jay. Now, when I was saying that you were talking about a man doing push-ups in your yard, I was like, that's perfect, because this is a scam about Planet Fitness.
Oh, wow.
You were right on the money.
Nose.
Yes.
Right on the nose. I love it.
So Jay says, so I was a victim to my local Planet Fitness, like everyone else, by paying for a membership I wasn't using. So technically, not a scam.
You seems like you put going. Yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you can be like, I made a purchase. How dare they do this to me? Like, that, you know, they gave you what you asked for. They gave you what you bought. But I'm listening. I'm listening, Jay. So Jay said, one day on my way out for my bi-monthly gym workout, not bi-monthly, twice a month, I decided to freeze my membership so I wouldn't be charged again till the date that I set to automatically unfreeze it. So I don't have to worry about Planet Fitness snatching my coin. Okay, Jay, I understand. So
$5.
Right. Now, Jay, but they don't let you out. Like, you really do, like, gym memberships, they'll be like, you need to get a letter notarized, send it with a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, they're crazy. That's why I work out at home. I got a trampoline.
You work out in the yard?
Yes, I do. No shame here.
No, you are very successful. We know you got some workout equipment.
I got a trainer.
Yes, and I had a trainer, and then he scammed me by moving to Portland to get married. Oh. He ruined my life.
Now,
I can't believe he did that to me.
Yes, it's personal.
It was. Like, we've been beefing ever since that wedding, so...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Jay says that I asked the coworker to help me freeze my account, and the coworker was a real one. Instead of putting the date that I gave them, he told the guy to freeze the account indefinitely so I could just come back whenever I wanted. I love that, because instead of, you know, the scam of like, okay, we're going to turn it off for a little bit, and then when you least suspect it, you're turning it back on. We back in your bank account. Bitch,
back
you didn't
in
even
your
know.
Bank and never left.
Right. We just spinning the block and now we back in your bank account. I love it. So this is where my scam comes in. Despite being charged nothing, I would go for workouts more and more often with my sister. Instead of scanning my member ID, I would just give the number that was linked to, and employees saw my name pop up, assumed it was an active account, and let me go through. So I worked out for free for months at Planet Fitness.
Wow. Okay.
So one.
Right. Who's wait, getting what do you scammed think? Here? Who's getting scammed here? I'm confused.
Like, is Spider-Man the meme? One?
Yes, it's like, man, like, who's scamming who here? I'm really, is Planet Fitness getting scammed in this story?
I think it's Planet Fitness, but I love that we're scamming up. Planet Fitness got money for pizza.
Yes.
They got commercials. They got money. You know,
they got blue lights. They got weird lighting in there. Every time I go in there, it's the purple walls. I just don't think that's clean.
That's what I was thinking. Purple. It was
purple. It's a lot of purple and orange. Gives me recreational.
Isn't the theme of Planet Fitness like come here and like get on a treadmill with a slice of pizza?
Yes, which is already problematic. It's calling Kitty Fitness. It's called Everyone Gets a Trophy.
I kind of love, wow. So somebody has to win fitness for you, Brisha. You have to be the winner.
Listen, if you're not going to do it, don't do it.
There are places like that, like where they'll put the scores up and stuff. And I won't lie, I do like to see my score not be at the bottom.
Yes, I love a little competition. You know, I love running until I die. You know, I got to almost die when I work out, or I don't really appreciate it.
Yeah, you don't feel like you did anything unless you're like crying.
Yeah, I got to contemplate life every time I'm about to go back.
Oh, yes. You're so right. Because like life has never seemed longer than when you're like in the middle of a plank.
Yes. Yes. And you got to know that you're earning the app, you right. know, you're earning it.
Like, I haven't quite earned the app. It's around.
It's around, but it's closer than it was before.
Okay. Motivation. Okay. A speaker. So I think you're right, Brisha. I think Planet Fitness is the one getting scammed here. Mm-hmm. So they do this for months. What I love about this is that Jay wasn't really working out when they were paying for Planet Fitness, right? But all yeah. of a sudden, when it was free, it's for me. Now, all of a sudden, yeah. he's going all the time.
That's crazy. And he needs a partner. That's what he also mm-hmm. said. He said when he found it easier to go when he had a partner, when his sister would go with him. And I'm like that, too. Like, I need a trainer. I could do all this stuff by myself, but I'm not doing it unless someone is walking me in and I'm telling me what to do. And then I have to be held accountable to getting it done. Like, I'm not just going to just kill myself by myself. Ew.
Yeah, you're right. I need to get back into the scam of a trainer. I just haven't, like, recovered from my last relationship because we would toxic. Be talking, all yeah. you know, catching up on life. But while he's, like, just tearing me apart, and I'll go 5 days a week.
Yeah. It's a real brain. It's real brain. It's like real brain power.
Yeah.
You know, how they get in your spirit and your brain.
It's like a and bestie then, waiting for yeah. you at the gym. So it's like, you don't want to let bestie down.
You don't want to let bestie down. That's my mother.
I love it. We love an active mother.
It's a mother.
So this scam ended one day when I gave my number to an employee, but he was looking at the screen longer than usual. I didn't mm. notice until it was too late, but the guy was the assistant manager. So he wasn't doing one of them one-off glances at the screen like everybody else. My name and account popped up, but he noticed that it wasn't active and I'd actually been canceled by Planet Fitness 7 months ago, which is mm. probably why I couldn't log back into my account. The jig was up. I signed back up again.
And I bet he went to that desk and was like, oh, been deactivated? Oh, my God. I had no idea. He gave the performance, Academy Award winning, truly.
You know, Brisha Webb performance.
He gave a Brisha Webb. What? Me? Little old me? Them checks ain't been coming through.
Right.
You know, daggone well the direct deposit ain't been going through for damn near a year.
And that assistant manager for sure must have seen him coming in and finally like looked him up, because that's pettiness. That's the key to life. Pettiness.
He really loves his job.
He does. He was like, you're not going to get me fired from Planet Fitness. I'm on the manager track. Next mm-hmm. thing, I'm going to be in the front office. Okay.
Yep. And he orders the pizza.
Yes. Maybe that's why Jay was sliding through. He was always ordering pizza. It was pizza time.
It was pizza time.
But I love that, Brisha. I do. I hope, Jay, I hope you were out there like, where am I? What do you mean? I don't have a membership? What day
this
is it?
This whole time? Oh, my God. But sister, you go on and you work out without me while I sort this out.
Right. I love that he just signed back up. Like, he's fully been stealing from this business, and the business, no one was mad. There was no like punitive damages or anything. He was like, all right, here go my card.
Yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, when you broke, a drink tastes so much better when it's free.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you were getting a club for free at 11, you worked hard to get ready. Ladies night. You gave it your all. Like, anytime some stuff is free or somebody surprised you with a dinner, like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God.
You're right. It hits different.
It
I would say
different.
My early 20s, we would be going to the club and, you know, bipping and bopping and being in the bottle service and, you know, being mm-hmm. hot girls. And I remember one time I had some friends in town in L.A. and I wanted to show them a good time. So I bought a bottle somewhere with my own female money, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, bottle service is a scam.
It's a scam, because you could definitely go buy that bottle at Ralph's or at your local grocery store and
for
be
$40.
Straight. For $40, but they charge you $300 to $1,000.
Right. For some sparklers and then the nastiest drinks you've ever tasted. It was the first time I ever tasted how bad vodka cranberry was. I was like, this is horrific. But when I was with like the people doing it for free, I was like, give me more of that cran.
When I bought a bottle, I don't like how I don't let the bottle service girls pour it, because they spilling shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Like, you need to have an ample poor hand, holding the cup firmly. Don't let that stuff spill. Like, if I get a bottle of champagne, we all hold in our cups. If it spills, that's your fault.
When I used to work in restaurants, and it was high end ones, so we would have parties and private dining rooms and stuff, and they would order bottles. And child, I was doing everything but tossing this shit over my shoulder.
Yes,
I was getting rid of it. I was like, "Ooh, y'all ran out.
Y'all ran out. Oh, it's only." They be like, "You need to order another bottle. It's at least two glasses left."
It's like, but aren't y'all charges? Y'all don't want to see tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't. It's all right. But I realized it. I was like, when the stuff is free, it's fabulous. We had a great time. We had a great time.
But I'm glad. I'm glad that we both had the experience of paying for a bottle, though, and knowing.
Oh, yes, because we're bosses. We're bosses. And I still pay for my bottles or my bottles.
I haven't done it in a while, but.
Because I'm grown now. I have a house. So I buy my bottle. Here.
Oh, at the crib. Okay.
At the crib. I buy my bottle. I cook my food. Okay. COVID taught me something very well. I got a little strobe light. Turn the lights on. Come on now.
That's your own club at the house.
I sure do. I got a mirror. I dance.
Y'all ever been to Club Web?
Club Web, come through. Okay. She got bottle service. Go pour your glass. Dineware.
Snacks.
I got snacks.
And I love a black woman owning a home. Okay. What's it like? I'm a millennial. I don't know if I'll ever get one of those, but I like to cosplay.
You know what? You stay away from the scammers. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that's how I get the home.
Yeah. That's how you get the home. You stay away from the scammers.
With them.
Yeah, stop getting with them. Stop, you know, you got to ask them all the questions. Look, when I got with my husband, the first conversation, I was like, let me see the deed to your house. Oh, you got a house? Oh, you got a car? Oh, let me get in. Oh, those are leather seats. Oh, okay. What else you got? Show me. Show me right now.
Instead of
scams.
I love that. Instead of asking people like, what's your zodiac sign? I'm going to start being like, oh, you know how I do numerology? Open up your Bank of America.
Yeah. What's your credit score? We got to be proactive about what we want what we deserve.
Amen. That's a word. I once did that, though, on a date. I had known the person for a while, but I was like, they had said something about a payday loan. And I was like, oh, payday loan. I was like, wait, what's your credit looking like? And they were like, oh, it's been rough for a while. Them Ooh. Driving in a nice Mercedes. Ooh. And I was like, oh, no.
Shows a lot.
It's okay if your credit's bad, y'all, but you got to be out there working on it. You definitely don't want to get into predatory loans, okay?
Drives me up. It really drives me up.
Anywhere you can get a loan and a sandwich, anywhere they're like check and, it shouldn't be nothing but check. And it should be a bank.
It shows a lot. It shows a lot. It shows a lot about it. When you ask those questions, you got to ask yourself, are you scamming yourself?
Amen. Yeah, if you can get a Mountain Dew and a payday loan. No.
No. We need you to make better decisions with your life.
Please. We beg.
We beg.
We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back with historic hoodwink.
Robbery! Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future. And don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher. Okay, which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
And fraud!
And we're back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I'm going to regale Brisha with a famous con criminal group of criminals. We're going to get her opinions all throughout, and as you can tell, she really has that advice and wisdom for us.
I'm just trying to teach one each one.
This is how we get held up, okay? We got to share the information.
Listen, maybe it doesn't work for you, but it works for me, and I'm all right.
You are. You're doing great. You're doing fabulous, okay? Stars, May 26th. Get into it, okay?
Get into it.
So today we're talking about the subject of a Jack Black film, Polka King. Is it Polka? Polka. There's an L, right? Polka. I don't know if you... I was like, do I say the L like salmon? Like salmon?
Salmon. Oh, see, we've come a long way. We've come a long way. I'm from Baltimore. The L is definitely there.
The way you said Baltimore, yes. Uh-huh. I heard it and I love it. So Polka King. Yeah, like, let's see, can you read? So we're talking about Jan Lewandowski, who I'm just gonna refer to as Jan now. Wow, look at Jan, he got drip.
Mm-hmm, look at that jacket, he sparkles.
That jacket reminds me of like something at the planetarium, but then they were like, ooh.
Yeah, and it's already given scammy. Look at that priest collar.
Yeah,
you see
why?
That priest collar? Yeah, it's giving priest. I don't trust it.
Where are you going, y'all? Right. That's what I want to know. You're right. Yeah. He could be doing this. He was like, I got a church service at 1:00.
Yes, and I got a Vegas show at noon. Like, stop.
Stop. Mm-hmm. I love it. This is working for me. I don't know. I'm into the drip. Okay. And he was like, you know, I had to do it too. We got the arm up, the leg up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's sexy.
The hand claw is giving me, I don't trust it at all. This whole stance.
Up your sleeve?
What you about to sell me, sir?
Because why is it like, it feels like he went to a picture day at an elementary school and was like, move over, Timmy. And then got his done.
I ain't want to say it. But it definitely gives that Olin Mills background.
Yep. Glamour shots for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is going in the yearbook. Yeah, I love it. But he said you got to get the whole fit. But we're going in the yearbook.
Yep.
So Jan was a polka star that was arrested for a Ponzi scheme that robbed over 400 people of millions of dollars.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. How much again?
400 people, and we're talking over like millions of dollars.
Millions.
Do you know 400 people, Risha?
No. 400 people?
That you could rob?
Hell no. Well, we already know who he was robbing. He wasn't robbing no black people. He wouldn't have made it past the 50.
No, absolutely not. Mm. This is not something that black people participate in.
No. I ain't want to say it, but I did. Oops.
No, I love it. This is actively non-black.
Non-black. Probably wouldn't have made it past top 5.
Right. On the box of races, we're going to check other.
Yes. Other. What was he doing? He was just playing card games?
So Jan was born in, we're going to get a little background on him. He was born in Nazi-occupied Poland in 1941 as a child. Wow. Okay. Look at him.
Burberry.
Listen, I love a loud Burberry scarf. You better let the girls know you had like $400. I love it. Is that shade?
Yeah, that baby daddy outfit on.
Right. It's given he'd send you a drink at the bar and then take you out for like a Ruth Chris dinner.
No, and damn well, he got just the Ruth Chris dinner. You're getting French fries, and that's
right.
it.
Right, and that's it. But that's why he dating younger women, young enough that they don't know that this is not, like, fancy.
Yeah.
So, as a child, Jan studied opera and piano, and he performed as an adult in the ensemble of dancers and singers at the Central Polish Army. Okay, so he was dancing and singing and doing operas to the girls. All right.
He was talented.
Yes. He avoided military service by becoming an actor and appeared in several Polish films and theater performances. So I have a question. Like, I thought you had to go if they pulled your card for the draft. I mean, this is in America, but he was like, I'm an actor, so no.
I don't know. I don't know how they do things over there, but I thought if they actually pulled your card, you really had to go unless you had like a disability.
You know, this is interesting because if I was back in wartime, or I would have definitely been like, I can't go, y'all. I'm an actor.
Of course. I mean, he really said no because he's an actor.
Yeah, he somehow avoided the draft that way. I kind of love that, though, because I'd be like, I would do the same. I'd be like, I'll be in the USO. Like, if we really do have to fight the right wingers mm-hmm. who are like taking away all our rights and stuff, like I would definitely go to, you know, battle. But I'm gonna be way, 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 way in the back.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the stage.
Yes.
At the nighttime cabaret, you know, while the soldiers eat, I'm gonna be like, da, 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 da. Like, that's gonna be me. Yeah,
Long day's war. They're gonna love seeing you.
They need some entertainment. Okay, I'm there for the entertainment. That is how I give my service.
Right. That way, they're gonna be energized when they go back to the battlefield of
Detroit.
Like,
they can have a moment before they die. You know, like, send them all happy.
I love that. I would definitely be ready to go back to war in like Palm Springs after seeing your performance.
That's what I would give. That is what I would give.
So we're on your side so far, Jan. I don't know yet. I don't know.
But he's already scamming, because if he really wasn't an actor, that's already a scam.
Well, he said he was up performing. So he worked pumping gas because, you know, acting sometimes not going to get you that check. Collecting garbage and lifting like animal carcasses at a meat factory. Ugh, I didn't want to say that word. So he did all this to support his art. I've had a bunch of weird jobs to support art as well. Love it. Mm-hmm. So in 1974, Jan came to the United States, because if you're gonna do
scamming
and scamming, mm-hmm. mostly scamming. So he was touring with a Polish theater group, and during one stop in Ontario, he secretly snuck away in a used car that he had purchased in Chicago, and he found himself in Niagara Falls, where he found work at a hotel. Have you ever like found yourself somewhere like illegally?
No, I've never found myself anywhere illegally.
Because can you work in another country?
No,
not a citizen, right?
But you know, when you're in America, the funny thing is, if you're white, you're white.
That's true. Florida's experiencing a huge problem right now. And they were like, no more undocumented labor. And they were like, okay, get somebody else to do it. And now the sites are empty.
Yeah.
I was on Mexican TikTok, and there was a guy who was at a construction site. He was like, it's just me by myself.
Nobody want to be here. Nobody want to do this work.
How you gonna build a whole building, my guy? Just you.
Nobody wanna do this work. Get my boys in here.
Right. And they said, right, stealing their jobs, right? Now where y'all at? Chad, where are you? I thought you wanted Florida to build this.
Florida got more problems than the next one. I'd be like, Florida, get it together.
You know, the NAACP said it's like a travel ban. Like, black people aren't supposed to go to Florida.
Listen, you can't pay me enough money. Miami was nice. It was nice back in the day. I'm not going. You can't pay me money to go to Florida right now.
It's a little risky right now. It's a little risky.
Crazy. Some people believe in all kinds of conspiracies. Some people are crazy.
Ooh. So he was living a double life, working by day at the hotel, entertaining small groups at church halls. Oh, my God. Or Polish cultural clubs by night. Brisha, you were spot on when you said that it looked like he had on the church. Like the.
Come on now. I know a church loving God want to sell you Jesus from miles away.
You know a church showgirl?
Yeah, I know a church showgirl. That's what it is. Thank you. A church showgirl.
You have a very specific guy.
Yeah, it's very too much sparkle for a mock neck.
So eventually he was invited to a small town in Pennsylvania to help raise money for a cancer telethon. So the girls were catching... His talent was making waves. Now he's doing a cancer telethon. Good for him. So there, while performing his polka
orchestra performing thing in the sleepy town of Hazleton. He met his wife, Rhonda. Rhonda out here. And she was like, oh, I like the way you move.
Oh, look at her. Saved by the bell.
Rhonda kind of a baddie. Now that hair.
Why is it going up into a cone? That's in a mullet at the same time.
Yeah, she has six different hairstyles going on here.
You know that's a curly perm. That's a curly perm.
You don't think she had natural?
Well, somebody in there, African American.
She don't got a 3C.
She got a 3C right there.
It's giving 3A, but
yeah, it's giving 3A. It really is. It really is. She used Shea Moisture.
So this looks like an album cover. It says Yon.
Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits featuring Rhonda, my girl. Rhonda, no. My girl. That's the whole title of the song. So he said, my girl, but Rhonda.
Rhonda. Yeah, just like somebody to take a song that's already created and rob it and make it his own. But polka style. So I wonder if it's, you know, like...
With a accordion.
Yes.
I hope that's what it is.
I hope
that's what I want it to be.
And he's got to do that little happy dance.
Yeah, they be kicking, right?
Oh, he on a horse inside.
What in the medieval times? Yeah, dinner and tournaments.
Yes.
Hey. Okay, the horse also got some drip. The horse has on an outfit as well.
Look at him.
I love this. It's so confusing. Everyone's so creative. We can stop that.
Listen, it wasn't for us, but we love that for them.
I love the enthusiasm. I thought he was going to be dancing. He's on a horse, y'all. On a horse that also has an outfit on.
Listen.
We'll show it to you.
Covered in drip.
So Jan remembers, this is a quote from him, I was always told that in America, money is hanging on trees. Just pick it up. But it wasn't there. That money is hanging on. Who told him that?
People say crazy things if they ain't from here.
That's very true. Because I'm like, corporate, like large, rich people make money, but everybody else, they're trying to take all of it from us.
Yes, we're in a capitalist establishment. Okay.
They don't want us to have money. And if we do, they're trying to figure out ways to take it from us.
Okay.
So the Polka King found another stream of income, and throughout the 80s, he organized trips to Poland for his fans. So when he was in Poland, he took advantage of like Soviet era prices that could continue to fall right before the collapse of the Soviet Union. So when the Soviet Union was really in their flop era, he was like, ooh, y'all got so many deals.
Y'all got so many deals. Let me cat.
Have you ever like gone to a going out of business sale?
Absolutely.
And like ravaged through like the remains.
Yeah, there's one place that's going out of business, and I'm Bed Bath and Beyond is going out of business, and I haven't been able to put my claws on it. Like I saw down the street that it was going out of business, and I was like, I got all these 30% off
your coupons.
Little coupons. I could rack up.
I think Roy Woods Jr. said that those expired.
Lies.
But don't they say they'll still honor it? Wasn't that a thing at Bed Bath?
They better honor it. I have them all stacked up, ready to go. Don't break my dreams. Don't mess up my dreams. Okay?
We're not gonna break your soul, Brisha. I want to see
you in
there.
Don't break my soul. I want to go to Bed Bath and Beyond and get a comforter set for $2.
I want a blender. I want a NutriBullet for $6.
Oh, listen, show me that. I want to see you do that.
Right. But I can't wait to see you make it rain in a Bed Bath and Beyond. But yes, so he's picking over the remains. And so Jan stockpiled nearly $5 million in merchandise, hoping to sell it throughout his entire career, believing that Soviet souvenirs would keep their value for decades. So he was like, oh, well, there's no more Soviet Union, but I'm definitely going to get some little rocks and whatever like souvenirs y'all got. Because somebody's going to want to collect this. And I mean, he's not wrong. People collect. So that's what rich people who have way too much money do. They start a collection.
They collect stupid stuff.
Yes. I think that's what happens when you're just like so rich and so bored. You're like, okay, spoons. I'm going to just get all the spoons for thousands of dollars.
Silver spoons.
This is Harriet Tubman's old spoon. I heard somebody owns that.
Or baby tea. I'm going to get baby tea off eBay. That's so weird.
People are putting their baby teeth on eBay?
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised.
That feels wrong to me. And it's it's up there with, like, I don't know, selling panties. Why are you selling your baby teeth? That ain't right.
People are doing even more weirder things nowadays.
They gotta do what they can
for a dollar.
So here we finally get into the fraud, because we gotta move it along. So in order to support his career and get more souvenirs, Jan started offering unregistered promissory notes in the store at a guarantee of 12% interest as an investment. So basically he was like, hey, y'all want to buy some bonds? Like, get this bond. He came up with his own bond.
Oh my God. That's how he got him.
Jan's bond. And he said guaranteed 12% interest.
Oh! Dang, this like some Wolf of Wall Street shit.
It is. And I'm mad that he did this because people went for it because he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. He ain't no corporation. He ain't no building. He performing on horses with jewelry on it.
Have you ever been into a pawn shop and then bought a bond?
Hell no.
Why would
you do that? No.
So fans of Jan, because remember he was on that horse that had the outfit on it.
Greatest hits. Rhonda, my girl.
So is it now I'm saying it like a black person would say, Rhonda, my girl.
My girl, Rhonda.
That was a hit. Okay. It slapped. Okay. Everybody loved it. So they were fans. So they were blinded by his charisma and growing presence as a figure in the community. And so many gave him their money with little question and passed along their secret financial opportunity word of mouth.
Who are these people? Who are these people? Can we please have a place for these people where I can be their friend?
Don't give your money to a man on a horse inside.
No, inside. Who has a cape on? The horse had a cape on.
Like, you know, this man is not responsible with money if his horse got a whole fit. What the horse need an outfit for? It's already amazing that it's inside.
And he probably drugged up.
True. This ain't right. Some of the investors in Jan's business included the mob. Now, Jan, you playing. I don't mess with the mob because they're, you know, their grievance. Like, they come back with, like, your life.
Yeah,
they're going to take your life from you.
They come in with bats.
Ooh, a kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
I like having knees, so I'm not scamming. Yeah, I'm not scamming the mob. Absolutely mm-hmm. not.
Absolutely not.
So eventually the tax office began to take notice, because when you start to get coin, the government is going to be like, wait a minute, how you get money? Because we need mm-hmm. to figure out how to take it from you.
That's why we said.
You ain't been wrong this whole time, Brisha. This whole time. So the tax office was like, hey, Jan, love the new album. So what you doing over here? We noticed you had a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All these bonds from what place? What bank?
We noticed you have a laser light in your own home club. So we know you're getting money.
You're getting money. You're charging at the door.
Right. Okay, so eventually the tax office pulls up. And the Pennsylvania Securities Commission threatened Jan with legal consequences. The Pennsylvania Tax Board pulled up. They were like, okay, we're about to put you in jail if you don't start giving us some of this money. And so Jan was like, I'm unfazed. And he simply fabricated the number of investors he had to throw them off. So he just lied to them. To the government.
Wow.
The
pettiness, the audacity, the caucasity of it
right.
all.
Right. I'm not lying to the U.S. government. I saw what happened to, our black icons.
Listen,
that went to jail for tax fraud.
Listen, and they were at the top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
They said, ooh, try again.
I let the government mm-hmm. rob me. I put my hands up. I slowly get on the ground every April and I let them rob me.
Mm-hmm.
So he even opened a travel agency promising fans lavish trips across Europe, including excursions to Rome to meet Pope John Paul II.
The Pope?
Yes. Meet and greet with the Pope.
Wow.
Remember, he's had that collar on that you described. He got
meet
and greet.
Yeah, because he thinks he knows Jesus. So he's got connections with the Pope. Isn't he from Poland? What they got to do with Italy, Rome? Like, what they got to do?
They like polka. He polka'd his way into the Pope's heart.
My girl Rhonda.
Okay, the Pope loves my girl Rhonda. That's his jam. He played at every mass. He's like, I know we're not supposed to do nothing secular, but y'all, turn on that my girl Rhonda. And now I'm going to give y'all wafers.
Yes. Turn up.
So it seemed that all of Jan's dreams were coming true. His businesses were booming. And in 1995, Jan and his orchestra received a Grammy nomination.
We got a Grammy nomination.
Michael Rondo was a chart topper.
Wow. Wow. I tell you, you can do anything.
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 So wrapping this up, Jan starts to get in some trouble because his wife in 1998 bid for the Miss Pennsylvania beauty pageant. Okay. She was a baddie. Wow. She
was a baddie with the Kung Fro.
She was crowned the winner. She won. with that fro. With the
Rhonda.
Yes.
Rhonda.
Rhonda beat everybody else down. And it was later discovered that the judges' scorecards had been altered. So that's
of course. Of course. Because Rhonda was a baddie, but like Rhonda.
But a pageant for younger baddies? Whose hair is probably better? Yeah, no,
I mean,
Rhonda.
It's not even hair. It's just like, how old are you, Rhonda?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's pageant. Is it giving pageanty age?
It's not. Rhonda, it's a scholarship. You got to be scholarship age. Like, Rhonda, you can go to school at any time, but...
Yeah, Rhonda definitely giving late 30s to 40s.
Yeah.
In this picture.
So yeah. Rhonda cheated.
Jan is a Trump.
Truly, that's what it's giving. So in the month that Rhonda had been crowned, Jan had even released a CD titled Miss Pennsylvania. He loved his wife. He got songs like My Girl Rhonda, Miss Pennsylvania, My Girl
Rhonda,
bad.
My Girl.
He said My Chick Bad.
My Chick Bad, My Chick Hood. And she winning. Say something. Say something.
Say something.
Adjust the card. Adjust the numbers. Make it work.
He definitely did. So though he denied any involvement, Jan, along with three other organizers, were charged with rigging a contest through bribery. Wow, I didn't know you could get charged for a pageant. So Jan began to lose investors and the faith of many of his fans. So his wife really was his downfall, trying to be a baddie. Because why did y'all need this pageant?
Because Rhonda said she wanted to do it. Everybody else having big wins, why can't Rhonda?
That's true.
Rhonda got to live too. Rhonda got a life too, Jan. Rhonda got dreams. Rhonda got hopes.
Preach the please. Not the slap of the hand on the chest. You're right. Rhonda needed something for Rhonda.
For Rhonda, for what?
Because she just supporting him. She just feeding the horse.
Feeding the horse. At home with the horse while he going back and forth to Poland and Rome to the Pope's house.
She measuring the horse for outfits.
She's like, I need something for me.
You're right. That's probably what happened. So he began touring again to try to make up for these losses, right? In January, tragedy struck when his tour bus crashed en route to Florida. Two of his band members passed away. Damn. And his son Daniel was critically injured. I hate to hear that. So without a band to cover his promissory notes, Jan made his last ditch effort to like please his investors by increasing their guaranteed return to 20%. So remember, he don't really have the 12. So he telling them now he got 20.
Yeah, 20. Oh, wow. 12 to 20.
But with the travesty of 9/11, yeah, you couldn't get a break. Personal tragedies and the evaporating trust that he had with investors, it wasn't enough. Because, you know, when 9/11 happened, like people, like stock market crashed. So people were selling because everything was, you know, obviously unstable. So he filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, liquidating all his assets. Then the mob came asking for their money.
Nah.
Ooh. That's exactly how they came. They came like Brisha when she hit up that scammer, like, how could you do this to me?
How could you do this to me? I believed in you.
I was rooting for you. I got 6 gift cards. So the mob came. And in 2001, he was arrested for multiple offenses, including financial fraud, right? He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. That's not too bad, especially if you can get away from the mob.
Millions of dollars for 6 years? I'm going to need more on that.
His restitution was $4.9 million. So he stole a lot of people's money. And today, he out of jail. In 2009, he got out of jail. And he's continued his career in music. And he's even developed his own genre of Brisha. Guess the genre of polka that he doing now.
Hip hop. Yes, of course, because he's lived a reckless life. He out here in the streets. He was in jail. He served with Tupac.
Like, what polka song? How does that even work? Like, yawn on the beat.
Tears in my eyes, I left my purse home. Two suitcases packed with everything I own. America, the money trees. This was my
only goal. Y'all can't see me, but I'm throwing ass.
And for this, I will work. By the heart, mind, and
he telling his story, okay? He said, I got something to say over the beat.
A testimony.
Drop the beat. He got a testimony. He got something to say. He said, I traveled over to the United States with nothing to eat.
That sounded better, Brisha, than what he was doing. Rap and polka.
He's working with somebody.
Rap polka fusion. It was his testimony.
Listen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. So, he had the shirt open. You see, the shirt with the collar was open.
Listen, he's giving the girl sex appeal, okay? He's
still very virile. I wonder if Rhonda's still around. I wonder if Rhonda, his girl, is still around.
I don't know if Rhonda was waiting 6 years. She doesn't give me 10 toes down. But
no,
that brings us to the end of an amazing episode. But before we go, before we let Brisha go, we're just going to do a quick scammer of the week. This is where we highlight a charlatan that may or may not be worthy of our praise. We'll see, Brisha, if you like them. We're talking about one scammer who made thousands of dollars off Frank Ocean fans who bought fake songs generated by AI. So AI is very scary right now.
It's very scary.
It's taking our likenesses real quick. Mm-hmm. I put my name in an AI generator and they had my face. It was very distorted, but they had half of one picture and another half of another. And then it was like a little distorted, but they're working on it.
That's so scary. I'm so scared of AI.
I am too.
I've watched all the movies. I don't need to find out.
We're living the movies now. For sure.
We're living. I don't need to you got to be careful if you're going to find out. I'm finding out. I don't want it.
We're in the find out era. And it's because we didn't fuck around. We weren't the ones who fucked
That's
around. Why do we have to find out?
Around anyway, okay? I do everything myself. I cook. I do. I wrote my own club. The only thing that's robot-y in here is my air fryer. I think that's a magic machine.
It is.
It's a magic machine.
I feel like I'm a chef. Like, I'd be like, I'm just like the bear. I'm like, yes, chef.
Yes, chef. I can reheat pizza. Ooh. There's no stopping me. There's
the
no
best texture.
Yes.
I have salmon in there all the time. Put it on my salad. Make my own vinaigrette.
Listen.
I'm a chef.
You're a chef. But AI, uh-uh. I don't need no dog robot. I don't need none of that. I'm good. I got a dog. You probably heard him snoring in this whole thing.
So in early April, Morning Assassin posted a short snippet of the song of the leaked music, and multiple buyers already had contacted him immediately who wanted to collect Frank Ocean's music and were going to pay big money for it. Girl, guess how much these people paid?
I want to say $10,000 a track.
Okay, wow. You got the number right, but it's 10,000. It's like 9,500 total. Selling fake unreleased music. So your numbers were good. You might be a little bit of a
I live out here in LA. These people be crazy. I understand.
Yes. So Frank hasn't released a new album since Blonde. We know that. And he barely did Coachella.
So glad I didn't spend my coin to go.
And I
that.
Wanted to go. I was going to go, but something in my spirit said, he gonna Lauryn Hill me, and I can't take it. My heart can't take it. So I watched on Instagram Live, and I was like, this is good enough. It was a listening party. So Morning Assassin was caught, and not long after that, he was encouraging Discord users to crowdfund to buy his tracks. It's crazy. So you know, he stole his voice, made fake AI, and then got like $9,500 for it, which is wild.
And is he arrested? Like, is he being sued?
No, I mean, what do you like this scam or no?
I hate this scam. This is the thing that's going to destroy artistry.
Truly.
You know, I feel like that's what the writer's strike is happening for. There, you know, it's like so many things that are being like, you know, it's collapsing right now because of all of these new amazing, you know, new inventions and stuff. But at the end of the day, we have to protect real art.
Yeah, because
and not to say that what they're doing, you know, I've seen the AI, you know, visual artists and all that. That's cool. But like there's something to a human brain and putting their life on page or in their music and in their performance on television. Like, we could turn on the TV and just see the likeness of people on television and watch a whole show. And like, that's where we're heading.
And that's hollow and soulless.
Yeah.
So I hope we don't get there, y'all.
I hope we don't either.
And speaking of soulful, real life people shows, Risha, tell us where you would like to be found and where people can watch you.
Well, they can watch me on Run the World. That is on Stars. So you can catch it right now. You can binge season one. We're on there. It's about fabulous Black women living their lives truthfully and with sisterhood. And we just get in a lot of messy shenanigans, but we have a great time doing it. And we look fabulous. Okay.
Yes, you truly do.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you for coming. And then any social media you like to, are you on Instagram a lot? Or
I am. It is an addiction. It is a problem.
So follow Risha on Instagram because she's also gorgeous.
Follow me. Oh, thanks. Follow me back. You know, I don't tweet, but, you know, you might see me on there. I don't know. But Instagram is my place.
As always, if you want to snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. And if you want to see what photos, if you want to see this man on this horse dancing and having a good old time, please, please, scamgoddesspod on Instagram. These videos and photos are wild, okay? And if you want to follow me and my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I-D, Valacy on all platforms. Guys, iCarly Season 3 is streaming now on Paramount Plus. And y'all, June 1st, we have a date. iCarly Season 3, Paramount Plus, get into it. And June 22nd, we are having our first live show. So if you want to pull up on me and see me in the flesh, y'all, pull up at the Elysian, 7:30 p.m. Google E-L-Y-S-I-A-N. Scam Goddess Pod Live. Get those tickets today. Well, congregation, y'all stay yaying out there, okay? Get out there and do a dance and steal $1 million.
Oh, my Lord.
Scam Goddess. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.